As Jerry Seinfeld said, it is our child's job to eventually replace us. And that's the paradox. It is our job to both train our children for that job and get out of the way as they learn to do it. Like the old saying, we can lead a horse to water, but we cannot make it drink. That's why we have to practice letting go of the final results. So much of the business world is based on getting desired results. Managers are fired because they did not produce the desired results on the bottom line. Sales brochures and commercials do nothing but promote guaranteed results. We want to know that if we apply this product in the correct manner, we will definitely see the promised results. That's why so many parenting books promise what we want to hear. Apply this program and you will definitely see more obedient, cooperative, and loving children. We guarantee this technique will result in the behavioral changes you so desire. What works for Fido will work for your child. Fortunately, life doesn't work that way. Children are not machines or pets, and parents are neither their operators nor their owners. When it comes to relationships, we cannot ever guarantee or control the end we desire. While working toward that end, we must let go of the need to achieve it. That's part of the paradox we mentioned earlier, and it is aggravating. You mean, even though I want my child to turn out to be a loving, responsible adult, I can't focus on turning my child into a loving, responsible adult? Exactly. Here's why. The more you focus on producing the result for your child that you desire, the less chance your child has of authentically choosing that result for herself. The more it becomes your goal, the less room she has to discover her own goal. I speak a lot at churches and to religious groups. One of the primary concerns of any faith community is training their children to love and honor God. For most people of faith, that is the number one goal of their parenting. Thus, they are a little put off when I assert that this is actually not their most important goal. Again and again, I tell them that launching their children into a self-directed adulthood is far more important. Why? Because if your child is not a self-directed adult, then whatever faith he does develop will not truly be his own. He cannot authentically choose to follow God if he cannot choose, on his own, to follow God. Such a faith would be a borrowed faith at best, one that is still seeking to appease or please others. Again, this brings up the paradox for parents. If you want to make sure your child follows God, then you have to let go of your need to make sure your child follows God. You need to create a space for your child to develop a relationship with God on his own terms. Does that mean you do nothing? Of course not. You actively create faith discussions throughout your child's development. You introduce him to the faith tradition that's led you thus far, and above all, you live in a way that reflects the highest values of that faith. But you cannot force your child to follow that way, because then he would not develop an authentic faith of his own. Again, begin with the end in mind. Lead the horse to water. We are training children ultimately to become responsible for themselves and no one else. The ultimate goal of parenting is to launch our children into an adulthood where they are self-directed, decisive, and responsible people. Think about it. What is the number one complaint of parents, particularly those with teenagers? Their children do not take responsibility for their own actions. It is no coincidence, therefore, that the number one hope of parents is that their children become adults who are able to do just that, take responsibility for their actions. This means they are self-directed. That may not be a term you're familiar with, so here are the attributes of a self-directed adult. He knows and pursues what he wants in life. She gladly seeks counsel from others, but ultimately makes up her own mind. He demonstrates integrity, a consistency of his beliefs, desires, words, and actions. She holds people accountable for their actions, including her parents, but does not blame others for her own problems. He does not let others blame him for their problems. She gladly and quickly takes responsibility for her decisions. He welcomes criticism as feedback, but does not automatically accept it as truth. She takes care of herself in order to be available to others without needing them to take care of her. Aren't these the very attributes you hope for your children? Aren't these the qualities you want them to demonstrate, the qualities that give them the best chance of success in this world? What environment do you need to create in your home that can best lead them to develop those qualities? Here's the crux. If you want your children to become self-directed adults, you have to face the truth that you cannot do it for them. In truth, the more you try to make them into self-directed adults, the less chance they have of becoming such adults.